This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 post game podcast, coming to you with Chris Fuentes. Chris, there's no one I'd rather do this podcast with than you. First of all, you know, number one, this was just another college basketball game. We don't have a whole lot to talk about, but Baylor did eke out a 99-98 win at the buzzer. I'm being sarcastic. There's a lot of storylines here. Incredible range of emotions in this game, Chris. I mean, we went from here we go again, Gonzaga part two, to okay, this team's got a lot of fight. You know, they have a chance to win it at the end. They don't close the deal. Roach misses free throws in regulation. They get up four early in the first overtime. Then they get down five in the second overtime. VJ Edgecombe hits a really big shot, you know, a contested three. Zubi misses two free throws, and Norchad pushes ahead to Roach, and Roach hits a really clutch game-winning three. It's got to feel good for him, especially after missing those free throw or the free throw, not two. He missed one that could have turned into two. But, you know, just a great game, gritty effort by the Bears. Obviously, the first half was pretty poor, but the second half was great. And overtimes, so they did what they needed to do to win that game. What were your takeaways? What'd you like? And what concerned you?
Well, I was ready to message you at halftime and be like, yeah, I don't want to do the Zoom. I don't want to do the podcast. You know, it definitely had a Gonzaga-esque feel to it that first half. I mean, what was it, 65, 67% from the field for St. John's? And a lot of their threes that they were – or not just threes, but shots they were taking were just off driving kicks, and they were wide open, unguarded. And so that was concerning. And I feel like we've seen that before in previous games as well. But the defensive intensity picked up second half, obviously. You know, we outscored them 47-33. And I mean, obviously it's an exciting game. It was good to see Langston back today. Thought he played some really good minutes, even though you could tell he's still hobbled a little bit. But man, there are so many things that I want to talk about. Rob Wright is an unbelievable game manager. And I know he didn't have the ball in his hands the entire time. You know, you got Roach doing that as well. But, you know, he is, as a freshman, he's, you know, been in double digits every game. He had 17 points tonight, a couple of
shot it well. Yeah, he shot it from three. Well, 4 for 5. Jalen Celestine, 4 for 5 as well. Those shots were huge in the second half. Rob made some of his in the first half, but yeah, no, Rob was good. He did have the turnover under pressure. That was a big turnover. You know, I'm sure he would want that back. But you know, St. John's, that's what they do, man. They speed you up, they turn you over, and really, I want to say Baylor had 9 turnovers at the half, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yep. And end up with 15. You know, played 2 overtimes as well. So I like that number. You mentioned Langston Love. I was really encouraged by what I saw from Langston. You know, he was a step slow, but he made some really good, huge basketball IQ plays. He had 4 assists, 1 turnover, you know, some mm-hmm. rebounds. You know, there's one play where he's falling on his back and was able to kick it out. I think it led to a three or at least a good shot. So I loved what I see from Langston. Hopefully once we get him back in the lineup, that'll make a huge difference. Josh, man, he's got to play tougher. You know, he just fumbles too many balls. He's, you know, the dunk was good. I think he ends up with 4 rebounds in 17 minutes, but you just got to get more toughness out of him. Omer was great, you know, 24-10. Zubi Ejiofor for St. John's was really good, 22-10, but he did miss the 2 big free throws down the stretch. Baylor's free throw defense was actually really good this game, 16 for 28. So kudos to the free throw defensive coach, whoever that is.
Yeah, theirs was pretty good too, though.
Theirs was really good, especially in that second overtime. I mean, that we had some good free throw shooters missing shots. You know, I trust Norchad at the line. He's got good form, but, you know, he missed 2. Jaden Nunn, you know, I think goes 1 for 2. Jeremy, you know, goes 1 for 2. Rob maybe goes one for two. Yeah, those are miss, guys that normally you want at the line, because they're going to hit a really high percentage. But hey, Jeremy made the shot when you needed him to make it most, and I thought his floor game was really good overall. I thought Jaden did some good things. VJ, he struggled, but he made plays when you
He
needed
did make
plays.
plays for sure. Well, and I think one thing that you can see in him, he's got a killer mentality. You see that shot missing. He was what, 1 of 11 at one point. And he is not scared to continue taking the shots. Like, we know, and we're gonna trust him. Like, we know what we have when we brought him in and things like that. So I like the confidence that he continued to show. Even though it was a tough night, his family's in town and in the Bahamas and things like that. So he's playing in front of family and friends. And so, he wants to have a big game. But the tough shot at the end was really good. And I was glad that he was, able to keep taking shots when he needed to and had the confidence to put him up. Because sometimes, you got those people that'll clam up and like, I don't want the ball. He was
Right.
ready.
Yeah. No,
And
that,
then
you love that.
for
Man,
sure.
Davion, maybe. I don't know how you pronounce his name. For
Smith.
Smith, for St. John's. Boy, he made some great defensive plays. He
Yeah,
blocked,
he did.
came from behind, stripped Rob Wright on a fast break, had the block of Rob Wright. Blocked Jaden Dunn at the rim. He is extremely athletic. Kadari Richmond kind of gave him what we thought, he would do. 7 assists. He had 14 points, a lot of, tough drives, some clutch drives for St. John's. They really shot the ball from three well, 14 for 24. One stat that really is encouraging as I'm looking at KenPom is, I don't know how great St. John's is as a offensive rebounding team, but I'm just assuming, just based on how Patino teams play, that they're above average. Normal, Patino teams are above average, I'm assuming. That may not be true, but only 7 offensive rebounds given up. That's a good number. With as many open threes as we gave up, something has to give. At least we took care of the defensive glass. I mean, that's a good number for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I looked at the box score that I was looking at. These different, you're looking at a different box score than I am. So I only have them credited with five.
Okay.
But we're a +8. So it shows on the box score I'm looking at. So we had 13 offensive rebounds.
Well, I think there were some team offensive rebounds that KenPom's including. So it's got a 16-7 on the offensive glass. 41-41 on the rebounding. We have 22 assists, 15 turnovers. They have 22 assists, 18 turnovers. Two really evenly matched teams. Didn't look like it the first half. But down the stretch, you kind of saw that, these are two teams, I think, that are capable of making deep runs in March. And if you're a St. John's fan listening to this, I don't know why you would. It's got your heart ripped out. But you have to be encouraged by, I think you got a really good team, a team that can do some damage in March. And same with Baylor. I mean, Baylor's, once Langston gets back in the rotation, I think, it's going to be a team that's capable of amazing things offensively. And I do think they'll continue to improve on did I say defensively? I meant offensively, if I said defensively. But I think they'll continue to improve on defense is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. Looking at the like just the shots taken, I mean, we were +21. Like, we took 21 more
Gosh.
shots than they did. So like, you see that and you think like that's a game that you are out rebounding them and you're doing this and you're doing that and you win that game by 15. Like, if you see 21 more shots, we took 83 from the field and they took 62. So,
Yeah, they shot a lot better than we did. Yeah.
yeah, just a wild game. There's so many ups and downs. I think I remember at least two possessions, one in each half, where we had like a 3-on-1 break and we turned it over. Like, we
Oh, I
threw one.
know.
It was unreal.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
we have
we were able
15
to.
turnovers, but three or four of them were just totally unforced, just terrible turnovers.
So,
But what's interesting is they were talking about it, I think, in the pregame, with Gary Parrish and Hibbert and Wally
Zerbiak.
Urbiak, that the Bahamas, that venue has led to some really poor shooting games. I think they were saying that the shooting was under 30% from three. And then what
That's all.
happens? Baylor shoots 52% from three, and St. John's shoots 58% from three. So much for that theory.
I mean, so looking at the stat line, they shot 58% from three and 57% from the line.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It's because people shoot three pointers all day long and they practice threes and they don't practice free throws.
As someone who works in education and watches a lot of youth basketball, I can verify that that is true, all the way down to the little ones.
Yeah. Well, I know Scott Drew is going to have our guys practicing a lot of free throws, especially tired free throws. And I know he already does. That's an area that you hate to see, but man, you're thrilled with the win. What a clutch performance by the veteran guys, and a gritty performance by VJ. He's obviously cramping or something was going on, where he was having some discomfort. Kadari Richmond, the same thing. When you get in these games where it's equal teams and you're not just like putting it on cruise control, you do have to reach for a different level of athleticism, so you see these kind of issues. You see cramping. You see, guys that maybe push themselves a little too hard, and have some sort of hamstring tweak or just exertion type energy injuries. And I think with Edgecombe and Kadari Richmond, I expect that their cramping was a result of that. Okay.
Well,
Good. You're gonna
I
say
was gonna say
something.
one.
I'm gonna.
I was gonna say one more thing. So obviously, we're talking about Jeremy's unbelievable shot to win the game, right? How cool and calm and collected he was. I want to go back to the possession where VJ took the three in the corner that would have won it.
Oh, perfect.
You watch that play run, and that's why you bring in a guy like Jeremy Roach. He's not rushing. He's not trying to. I mean, he look up. He took a dribble that maybe I thought I was like, oh man, he's dribbling too much. And he ended up, switching hands, and Pat looked up and passed the ball forward to Jaden. And then Jaden hit that, pass to VJ. Like, instead of like forcing something up, like he was under control.
It's
And I
great.
just
No,
thought that
it's a
was
wide open
extremely
shot,
impressive.
great shot. I know VJ hadn't shot it well from three this year, but you want that him taking that shot all day long. And I think he's going to make a lot of those this year.
I
But yeah,
agree.
that was a great play. Very happy with the execution on that. Obviously, the execution on the fadeaway, great, great defense by Kadari Richmond. We got to give credit where credit's due. But Roach took a airballed that shot at the end of the first overtime, I believe.
I don't like that shot.
But he redeemed it. He redeemed it
For
in the
sure.
second overtime. Okay, all right. This is what I want to talk about. I
Okay.
mean, Scott Drew, Rick Pitino, Bahamas drama. I mean, of course, Rick Pitino has been on the losing end of both of these situations. He's got to be sick to his stomach. He's like, okay, they were up what 20 something on Baylor when he was at
Louisville.
Louisville, and then great comeback by King McClure and Jonathan Motley and Lindsey, Dennis Lindsey, not Dennis, Jake Lindsey.
Jake.
Sorry, Jake, if you're listening. Jake Lindsey, great comeback by those guys. And they, end up beating Louisville in just in one of the best comebacks you'll ever see. And that catapulted them to, a real great winning streak and ended up number one in the country, undefeated before they lost at West Virginia. I remember that season pretty well.
Yeah,
But
that was the hashtag we still suck year.
yeah, Ish Wainwright, yeah. Then you almost have an identical situation play out tonight. I mean, they weren't up 20 like Louisville was, but St. John's is up 14, 17 maybe at one point, and
I thought it got up to 18.
maybe 18. And you're thinking, okay, this is gonna be Gonzaga part two. And Baylor just really, continued to chip away. Obviously shot it a lot better than they did against Gonzaga, but just showed a lot of maturity to just continue to fight. And hate that Patino's got to just be like, man, what the heck? I'm not coming back to the Bahamas ever again. Not especially not going to play a Drew team, that's for sure.
Not
But
if Baylor's gonna be there.
yeah, no, bad luck and two great coaches, obviously future Hall of Fame coaches. I mean, to beat Patino twice and to beat him in that
In that fashion.
fashion is just incredible. He's obviously one of the all-time great college basketball coaches, and despite the NCAA issues and some personal issues, he is a legendary coach. So, props to him, and they came ready to play. They're hard out, and I certainly wouldn't want to play him tomorrow night, if I was Tennessee or
Heck no.
Virginia.
So looking for, I would assume that you're thinking we're getting Tennessee tomorrow. Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, I think so. I don't really ever count out Virginia teams, though. I mean, they're tough, man. I mean, they're,
Well, they,
it's,
yeah, we know they like to ugly everything up for sure.
yeah.
You're getting games in the 50s. But I was looking at kind of some of Tennessee's box scores. They've already played Louisville and won by 22,
Yep.
but their other games are Austin Peay, Montana, and Gardner Webb.
Right.
So I haven't really played anybody where we've played Gonzaga, we've played Arkansas, and now we've played St. John. So we've had three pretty tough, challenging matchups with some a little bit of cupcake action in there. But
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what will look like tomorrow, how the legs will look. This is these quick turnaround games are where teams that have a rotation of seven or eight, it makes it kind of tough because, these guys that played 40, 45 minutes tonight, they're going to have to turn around and do it again tomorrow.
You want to play in the NBA? Welcome to the NBA. This is what you do.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
let's suck it up. It's not, I mean, it wrote, I mean, I'm kind of joking, but it's not like you're playing 3 days in a row. So these guys are young. I think, we'll have a good recovery plan. Obviously going to be a really hard game tomorrow, no matter who you play. But the other team's going to have a hard fought game too, more than likely. They probably won't go to overtime or double overtime, but their legs are going to be a little tired. I want to shout out, just before we end this podcast, we'll talk about individual stats and players that really had good performances tonight. But I watched John Jakes get a big win earlier today against Oklahoma State. So congratulations to John and Aditya and Obim Okeke and Damon Parker and Isaiah Austin and all that crew. Big win for them. Texas Tech's getting beat up pretty good by St. Joe's right now. Kind of a surprising score, 44 to 29. Syracuse and Texas, I was keeping an eye on that game, while watching Baylor St. John's, and it almost played out identical to our game where Texas was up big, and Syracuse comes back. Eddie Lampkin's playing for them. Kind of weird to see him
It is weird.
playing. He was handing out buckets too, man. He was a load for Texas top down low, but Texas gets a win. Anyway, there's kind of interesting scores. Trey Johnson, kind of came back to earth. He was 4 for 18 from the field, so he had a not the greatest shooting night, but John Jacobs victorious, and certainly a great win for the Baylor Bears. And I think we'll get Tennessee tomorrow night, but stranger things have happened. We'll see how this nightcap ends up. Okay, let's
I
talk
will keep an eye on it.
performances. Norchad, we talked about him, 24 and 10, and that was
What a
great.
tank.
Yeah, he's such a load and just wears you down inside. So glad he's a Bear. Jalen Celestine was huge, man. He had 12 points, 4 for 5 from 3, 2 for 2 from the line. Did have a turnover, end up fouling out, but I thought he gave us some terrific minutes. Rob, you mentioned him. Did have the three turnovers, but was really steady otherwise. Missed a lot at the rim, got some shots blocked, but 4 for 5 from 3 was huge. Jaden Nunn, it kind of his normal, just steady, consistent performance. 4 assists, 1 turnover, 8 rebounds. Yeah, gets 12 points. And then of course Jeremy. Jeremy's been taking some shots from some fans, not a point guard, can't rely on him, but he delivered, big moments, 20 points, ends up with 4 assists, 3 turnovers, 3 rebounds. He was really good down the stretch, and made some really high basketball IQ plays, and just does a good job getting Baylor into good offense. 1.1 points per possession. You like that number against the St. John's team that's known for defense. Overall, great night.
And I
Great
know
game.
you're more of the numbers guy than I am, and you kind of keep up with the KenPom stuff at a much higher clip than I do. But I want to say something that I noticed after game one. Like, I did not notice, that game against Gonzaga. I didn't notice a lot of positive talk. I didn't notice a lot of, engaged. But since that Arkansas game, that later that week, there's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of slaps on the butt, talking to each other. Hey, let's go. Let's one
Yeah.
stop, and we're seeing that from the players, not just the coaches. And that's a
Right.
big deal. I was worried, like, what does that look like when you've got, Norchad's new this year, Jeremy's new this year, VJ's new this year, Jalen's new this year, Rob is new this year, Langston hadn't played very much. So you've got Josh, who isn't getting a huge minute guy, and then Jaden Nunn, who is a big minute guy. So he's like the only returning starter getting big minutes. So you worry about chemistry, you worry about how they're going to mesh with each other. And obviously, that's going to be something that builds throughout the season. And I think that is going to be something that we're going to notice, like, as we get into February and March, like, we're going to mesh and we're going to peak at the right time. Like, you are not seeing the best version of this team yet.
No, I agree with that, and I think getting Langston back and getting him in the flow is going to be huge. I mean, he's a really important piece. He can dribble, he can dish, he's smart, he's big, he's strong. He can give us another body, strong body on the glass. I mean, once he gets up to speed, I think we'll see a much better version of this team. But hey. Already, we got two quad one wins in our pocket. What we think will be quad one wins with Arkansas and St. John's. Big opportunity for another one tomorrow night, especially if we get Tennessee. And then, we got a game, I think New Orleans maybe, and then
Yeah, New Orleans on Wednesday.
UConn. Yep. And then UConn after that. So, some big opportunities await us here in the next, tomorrow, the big one. We got to try to win that championship, Bahamas championship. Hopefully.
Yes, sir.
Recover and be good to go. And it's man, what a win, what a night. Good night for Baylor basketball. Baylor sports really has it going on right now, so hopefully the Bears can get another win tomorrow night and get a win on Saturday against Houston. And
I'm headed down there on Saturday morning.
I knew you would be. I'm
Yes,
surprised you
sir.
didn't find a way to commandeer a boat and get to the Bahamas.
Well, you know what? I haven't been to an away game in about a year, so I've got to remedy that this year. So we're gonna get that fixed.
I love it. All right. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining me. You've been listening to a Sikkim 365 podcast. Ashley Hodge, Chris Fuentes after Baylor's 99-98 double overtime thriller against St. John's. Sikkim Bears.
Stick 'em.